We call this extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. Let's talk about all of the food, beverage, and retail spaces that will be coming to O'Hare.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the big announcement this week that O'Hare is planning to add 100 new concession spaces to Terminals 1 and 3, and they're going to be phasing these in over the next couple years. I think the first one could be open in 2027, and there's going to be a push to get small businesses and more just Chicago local businesses into the terminals. So when you're wandering, if you're early for a flight and you're just trying to kill some time, they're trying to get some new options there. So I think it's probably long overdue. If you've been to O'Hare, you get used to some of the same old, everyone loves Garrett's popcorn and nuts on Clark, but there's a lot of those. But some more options if you're looking for a gift that you forgot to get while you're in town, or you want to surprise someone on the way home. Mm-hmm. Or I would, I would advocate for like a, an Italian beef stand, so you could really just stink up the plane when you get on it, and bring it to a Chicago expat that's dying for a beef. So we'll find out. They're going to have a meeting for interested businesses on Monday that you can still register for and start getting into what they're going to call it a competitive bid process, which hasn't always been the case, I think, for the O'Hare concessionaires. But expanding lots of new spots spread out through Terminals 1 and 3.
More places to buy a water for $9 coming soon.
Exactly.
Pretty soon it'll be time for the Chris Kindle Market, and we've been talking about this. Is it going to be in Wrigleyville this year?
It is not going to be in Wrigleyville this year. It's been in Gallagher Way, the little park just to the west of the ballpark, but for the last couple of years, and it's been quite popular there. I remember the Pierogi King has been headlines out the door into the market. But yeah, there's been some conflicts in Gallagher Way, scheduling conflicts this year. Most notably, the NHL Winter Classic is going to be in Chicago this year on New Year's Eve. So they are not going to be in Wrigleyville this year. Don't know about coming years, but they will be back in Daly Plaza, the sort of the original home, or it was right next door where Block 37 is now. But it's starting November 22nd, so we've got a little bit of time. Christmas is not here. We still have Halloween and Thanksgiving to celebrate.
Yeah, don't rush the season.
I'm not rushing this. No, I'm still pretending it's summer. So November 22nd. It's also going to be in River's Edge Park in Aurora, so which is a cool park right along the Fox River in downtown Aurora.
Finally, a story out of the South Loop and how people can help this art center. What's the story here?
Yeah, it's a small community arts center. It's called the Fortson Arts for Music and Education, known better as the FAME Center. It's at 13th and South State, and they've been there for a while. They serve kids primarily from the South and West sides that may not get a chance to participate in music and arts classes. It's been there for a little bit, but they're really struggling to make their rent for the coming months. So they're raising money. Sheila Fortson, the founder and executive director, said they need about $150,000 by the middle of next month. So she's halfway there, but if you've ever had kids who have gone through the FAME Center, or you know someone and you're interested in keeping it going, there's some information on how to raise it at blockclubchicago.org. It's a great program and serving a lot of kids with a lot of scholarship help as well. So a good mm-hmm. cause if you're interested in helping the FAME Center.
Good stuff. Seamus Toomey, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.